Blog Talk Radio.
Ray and Tay today. Yes, Sports Radio's on. Talking sports with friends, and you know we got it on. From the NFL to the NBA, MLB and college hoops do it all day. College football, we know who's number one. Understand, on the phones, you know we get it done. So call in 718-664-9098 and we'll give you more.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Have you been selected? Well, we'll talk about it. You're listening to Ray and Tay today, and I'm Ray, Tall Rayside.
And I'm Tay, Eric Taylor, and as Ray and Tay have named it as last year, everybody, ESPN's got their bracketology. Ray and Tay call it bracketism, and we are here to break it down. A special Sunday show for Selection Sunday. We will go through everything, upsets, 12-5s, regions, what the committee did. We want your thoughts, and we will give you a champion in Final Four. Give us a call, 718-664-9098. Like always, send us your Final Four picks. We'll do a tournament challenge on ESPN. You can join us at Ray and Tay Today. You can send us your picks on email at rayandtaytoday@gmail.com. Check out the website. We'll probably have our picks up there at rayandtaytoday.com. Ray, the four number one seeds, did the committee get that part right?
So even that's debatable, because what's interesting enough is the committee said regardless of Wisconsin winning or losing, they would have been a number one seed. Which leads me to believe that they loved Wisconsin. But I tell you what, there's some folks out there. Virginia's got a beef. Arizona's got a beef. Even Gonzaga's got a beef. But in the end, I actually don't mind that this is the Final Four. Villanova took care of business. Duke and Virginia didn't. But Duke had a better regular season, more impressive strength of schedule. And Wisconsin won their tournament. Yeah.
You know?
So I'm okay with the four number ones.
Okay, so it's Kentucky, Villanova, Duke, Wisconsin. And then for those who are keeping track, Arizona is sort of that, you know, first number two, basically the five seed, because they wrap around with Arizona. We'll get into all that. I thought that the number one seeds were fine. I think to me there wasn't that much love for the Pac-12. Obviously, Big Ten and Big 12 lead the way with seven teams getting in. Indiana and Iowa, some people had questions about them. Purdue was, you know, proved to be tough in a tournament. It's kind of interesting because I agreed with Seth and Doug about UCLA. I just, you know, if you're not giving the Pac-12 enough love to give Arizona number one and you're only taking four teams, UCLA, to me, they were very, very borderline. And I don't know if it's Colorado State you put in or Richmond or whoever, but I just think UCLA was borderline. But we'll see, because you know what? Once you get in, you never know what these teams will do. Ole Miss was one of the last teams in. BYU, who remember that weekend, I said that they might upset Gonzaga. They sure enough did. So I actually liked them. Was there one team, if you had to bang the table, were you upset about a Colorado State or Richmond or, I don't know, any team, you know? Is there anybody?
Colorado State was probably number one, and maybe Richmond and Temple probably have a beef as well.
Temple,
but I think Colorado State. You know, it's funny because first of all, I would have taken out UCLA. They belong in the tournament. Even Indiana. Indiana's a 10 seed. I mean, Indiana was off the bubble.
Good wins, though. Remember, they have some good wins, but you're right. They've been – it's hard when teams – look, when teams get rewarded for being in a good conference, that's not fair because your schedule – you know what I mean? Your schedule's preset. So to me, that shouldn't be a criteria, as the guy was saying. Oh, like Texas had a great schedule. Yeah, because they played in the Big 12, the best conference in college hoops. They didn't do good in the Big 12. I mean, so that I don't like. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing that makes it interesting and frustrating at the same time is the selection committee changes all the time. And they're trying to get these guidelines that help them and help consistency. But in the end, every year you have a slightly different interpretation and a slightly different, you know, methodology. So it seems like, whereas 2-3 years ago it was all about the mid-majors, now it's all about being in the big conferences. It's all about the
big
six. Which
was surprising
to me,
right? Because I thought it would stay with the mid-majors, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And most of the teams we're talking about don't come out of these power conferences, the ones that are outside looking in, and the ones that were borderline were from the big conferences. So it's frustrating, but you know what? Let's put it in perspective. When we talk about the bubble, not the bubble, you're talking about probably the 35th to 40th best team in the country, right? So,
right, separate.
Kentucky
separate
made
from
the tournament. You
be
know,
fair,
Duke made the tournament.
No, no, you're right, but be fair, kind of like that, but separate from the automatic bids, because BYU and Ole Miss are both better than Hampton. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, so it's, you know, the 34th at large or whatever, but you're right. I mean, look, it's will never please everybody, but I think when we went to 64 to 60, you know, six, and then they went to 68, you know, I think it's perfect, and you can't get much better. Look, this setup now is way different from how we grew up, and now you get to see all the games. So this is something that's gone on for the last 3 or 4 years with the four networks, the Tuesday play-in games, Tuesday, Wednesday. So let's just set that up for everybody. So you have BYU against Ole Miss Tuesday, and then you have Hampton against
Manhattan
on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And those two play-ins, right? Those are 16 seeds and 11 seeds. And then on Wednesday, this is all at Dayton, who's a Wednesday? You have Robert
Dayton
Moore
playing.
Yeah, Robert Moore.
You got
Moore.
Boise State against Davidson.
Right, right. No, no, no. But yeah, Dayton against Boise State. But the other game is Robert Morris against is that New Hampshire? Who's UNE? UNF. I forgot who.
No, it's North Florida, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, UNF is North Florida, yes. So North Florida, who, remember, came from the conference where Florida, the team that pulled
Florida
the upset.
Florida Gulf Coast. Yeah, Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah,
so you know, it's funny. That's the only Florida team in the whole tournament. So there's no University of Florida. There's no Florida State. There's no University of Miami, another bubble team. So this is the state of Florida, which is all about football, by the way, gets one basketball team, and they're a 16 seed playing in one team in the state of Florida.
So much for the
state
experts, right? Your boy, Jim Joe Lunardi from ESPN, he had Indiana and Texas out. You know, I think he had UCLA out. So, I mean, I don't know. Look,
he had a bad year, yeah, but this guy got 5 wrong in the last 5 years, Joe Lunardi. So he's still the man in my book.
He's good. I think it's hard to, you know, always predict, and it's one of those things. So why don't we start looking, I guess before we get to the breaking down our actual picks, let's just have fun with the 12 fives, because that's always the sweet spot. And has been major, the 12 over the 5 in the last 3 years is 8-4. So in the Midwest, in the Kentucky's region, when you look at the 12-5 there, what are your thoughts? And my one gripe, though, Ray, before we say that, I think Maryland got jerked. And, I'm that's my team, the Terps. They should have been a 3 seed. We were talking about them maybe being a 2 seed. And you get to the semifinals of the Big Ten and second place during the regular season. We got to start to value the whole season, not just the tournament. You know, they were ranked, number 8 in the country or number 9?
Well, you guys are
top
4 seed in Kentucky's bracket, no less.
That's a killer. The Terp Nation is pissed off. That's crazy to me. I don't know. That stuff like that gets me upset. But who's the 5-12 in this region? Who do you like?
So here in this region, you've got West Virginia, Buffalo. So by the way, all these Sunnis are doing all right. You got
Albany.
Buffalo. You got Stony Brook playing for the championship against
Albany.
State University of New York representing more than Florida. So in this matchup, you get West Virginia against Buffalo. Now, Buffalo is not bad. I tell you what, this is one of those where, you know, if you have a knockout or if you have a pool that values the upset,
you might think about Buffalo. Yeah.
But I've got a couple other 12 seeds that I think I might like a little more.
Okay, so we both kind of like Buffalo over West Virginia in that region. Give me another one that you might
West,
that's your whistle.
You got Wofford against Arkansas. Now, this is the third straight year Wofford's been in the tournament, and Arkansas did all right. They came in second in their conference, lost to Kentucky in the SEC finals, but I actually like Wofford to win the game outright. So even though I think Buffalo will give West Virginia a fair game and may pull it off, I actually might straight pick Wofford at 12. They're going to stretch Arkansas. Now, Arkansas has two studs, though. That's the thing. Most teams have one, but they have two. So even though it's a tough matchup, I might take Wofford here. I might give me a couple days, but I might throw down and that might be my first 12 seed.
I can't agree with you on that one. I'm definitely in on the Buffalo. I can't go there. I mean, that's going to be interesting. Wofford is tough, and I know that they've had some good games in the tournament, but I like Arkansas. I've watched Arkansas play a couple of games. They weren't scared of Kentucky. Kentucky's just, you know, such a juggernaut. But I think Arkansas is actually a pretty good team out of the SEC. So now on the other side of the region in the
top
bracket.
So check out this one. I got something for you in the South bracket, South region. Stephen F. Austin.
Well,
number 9 in the country, scoring 80 a game, 5th in field goal percentage, number 1 in assists per game out of the Southland Conference against Utah. 13-5 in the Pac-12, in a tough Pac-12, but hey, the Lumberjacks, beat the Utes?
Yes, Stephen F. Austin is a gamer, and remember, they did well in the tournament last year. So actually, that's one that I might have to go with you on, and I might pick that one. But Utah, man, they, you know, it's so funny. The Pac-12 has not gotten great respect, but Oregon, Utah, and Arizona, those three teams, they could all do well in the Pac-12. So that's a toss up to me. Utah, Stephen F. Austin, right now. I'd have to go back and forth on that one. I'm not sure, you know, which way I go. And then we got the final 5-12.
That's Northern Iowa is the 5 seed and Wyoming is the 12 seed. Now, unless Fennis Dembo walks through the door.
And you know I miss Fennis. That's my guy.
Oh, my God. We have a segment for you guys new to the show called Where You At. We used to do it on Wednesday. Where You At Wednesday. But we have Where You At. So we might need to see where is Fennis Dembo.
Well, during the March Madness, we might have to go with our all, like, March Madness tournament team. Not the big stars, but guys that just, you know, like Derek Chivas and Fennis Dembo, because from Missouri, our boy Derek Chivas. But Fennis Dembo, Wyoming, I mean, he put the program on the map. I mean, I've never been to Wyoming, and I want to go to Wyoming to visit just because of Fennis Dembo. That's how important he was to me at, what, 17 years old?
Yeah, no doubt.
But wait, Ray, you got to admit. Let me say this real quick. You got to admit, Northern Iowa, who beat out Wichita State, basically was a top 12 to, you know, team in the top 25 the last bunch of weeks, been a top 25 team all season. They have no business being a 5 seed. They got hosed. They should be a 4 seed without doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe a
3. 30-3, 16-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference, which is a decent conference.
Yeah.
And they're a number 5 seed. I mean, that's not a good look. Now, the one thing to their defense is that they got Louisville, who's been a shaky number four seed.
And not the and same they, without Chris Jones.
Right. And then they get a Villanova team. So it turns out that even though they got a five seed, this is probably the best draw that they could get.
Well, let's talk about that, because you could debate that Kentucky and Wisconsin, who will face each other in the Final Four, have the two hardest regions. And then if you just go by number one seeds, Villanova and Duke have the two easiest regions. Villanova, to me, that's the softest region to me. And that's sort of...
I would agree with that. I believe that their two seed is Virginia, solid.
Anderson's injured, so we have to see what happens there.
Yes.
He did not look good in the ACC tournament.
Yeah, our three seed Oklahoma has been kind of middle of the pack. Kind of a 10 to 20 team, but they don't really scare you. The Louisville team's been up and down. Northern Iowa is decent, probably the best five out there. But right now, that doesn't scare me. But you know
what
that means?
That region is wide open.
This is the type of region
that Providence could come out, Ray.
I was about to say, a team like Providence, a team like Michigan State,
who
basically, if your boy holds on to the ball, could have won the Big Ten title.
They had it. Tom Izzo must have been going crazy. But, look, he's in the dance. You know he's one of my favorite coaches. And the fact that they got to the, not the greatest team, a rough season. They lost to Maryland twice in the regular season, beat them in a tournament, almost beat Wisconsin. You have got to watch out for Michigan State. And remember, they had that great matchup last year against UVA, and that could be a second-round matchup this year, Michigan State against Virginia. So it's going to be wide open. I'm so excited. It's one of those things where it's not just the 5-12s I think we got to look for this year. I think you're going to have to consider upsets all over and anywhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those seasons. And we spoke about it. We've spoken about numerous amounts of teams. How about a Notre Dame team who, a month and a half ago when I asked you, could anybody win out of that top, beat Kentucky outside of the top, five or six teams? Notre Dame was the one team that I thought, and they go ahead and wind up taking the ACC title. Ray, they can score. And even when they play small, they're long with Grant and the different guys, and they just make buckets. What, they put up 90 points in an ACC title game on our target?
Yeah, when you can hit threes, you're unpredictable and you're dangerous. And by the way, that Kansas team is also not very predictable, right? Perry Ellis keeps – his status is questionable in terms of how effective he'll be. He's a senior and he's the guy, but he's not explosive. So Kelly Oubre, the freshman, is still only a freshman. So you could say to yourself, if you're Notre Dame, you could see a Notre Dame-Kentucky game to go to the Final Four. So a Elite Eight for Notre Dame, very possible. They've got Grant.
I love
whose son is that? Is that Horace's son or Harvey's son?
These are Harvey's kids.
Harvey's kids. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if Horace has children, but these are Harvey's kids, who probably is the lesser of the two brothers. Although Harvey played good enough for two seasons to get that huge free agent contract. If you remember that, Harvey Grant did get a big money deal, but Horace obviously has the rings. Helped take Orlando when they were young to the finals and lost.
Yeah, with Shaq and Penny Nick Anderson.
But the other kid is doing well with the Sixers, who played at Syracuse. So the Grant kids. So that's it's gonna be interesting, because I think North Carolina, to me, is got a rough draw in terms of having to play with Wisconsin and Arizona, but they're the type of team, North Carolina, that I think they could, because if they can limit their too many turnovers, Ray, and Roy Williams, to me, The game is passing him by. He is so stubborn. And yes, he's so stubborn and refuses to make, you know, I think certain adjustments in the game. Against Notre Dame, he wouldn't call a timeout. He you know, wanted to stay in the defense, wouldn't switch it up from man to zone, back and forth, whatever. I think he let Notre Dame just take it away from them. Do you know what I mean? And way too many turnovers. It's such a talented team that North Carolina could actually go to the Final Four. Wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, and they have something that very few people have, especially in this day of one and done. North Carolina has size. And big-time size. Not only that, but they also have experienced players. I mean, start with Marcus Page, who's been there a few years. And then you got Meeks. And then you've got Tokoto. So these guys have been there for a while. And they've got athleticism and size.
Bryce Johnson's becoming a star.
And Bryce Johnson, quiet as kept. Yeah, sure.
So, look
for Carolina. You're right. Bad draw. But good team, and definitely a matchup problem. So if they can play smart and limit their turnovers, and I really think this is where a Marcus Page needs to go on a, you know, I'm not saying he's a Shabazz Napier type or a Kemba Walker, but, you know, he needs to step up, assert himself, Mateen Cleave style, and push his team, and they could go far. You know, that bracket is wide open. I mean, Wisconsin, as good as they are, they're beatable. They're very much beatable. And they have the size. The problem is Frank Kaminsky is a bad matchup because, you know, Carolina size is traditional big. You know, I don't know if they can guard him at the three-point line. But if you can hold Decker down and you can kind of bang
Kaminsky
a little
bit.
But also Nigel,
the other kid, Nigel's tough too.
He's tough. But I'm saying Wisconsin doesn't score a lot, right? So Wisconsin's going to try to slow you down. But if you can get up on Wisconsin, well, ask Michigan State, though. They weren't able to hold that lead, 11-point lead that they gave up. But I think that Carolina's a bad matchup for them.
Yes, but the one thing I will say this, remember, North Carolina's got a lot of length. You know, not just with Johnson and Kennedy, Meeks, Hicks, but what they do have is, and Tokoro, they've got ways to score inside and out. And I wonder, could they wear down a Kaminsky? You know what I mean? Like, so he can score, but defensively, could they get him in foul trouble? Could they, do you know what I mean? Like, that's the one thing where Carolina might have a shot to really advance. Where, let's say, Maryland, obviously, you know, they have to face a Kentucky, and they're putting Des Wells in the post. That doesn't work. You know, we'll work the first round, but you can't do that in the second round. So, I don't know. It's going to be fascinating. I want to ask you about something that's close to our heart. St. John's, who we just had Zendon Hamilton on our show, and Georgetown, and we pray for John Thompson, had surgery in the hospital, hope he's okay. But what do you think about some of the legendary Big East teams? How do you think St. John's and Georgetown, their matchups look? It's kind of unfair for St. John's, right?
Well, so St. John's you knew was in the tournament, so it was a matter of seeding. And they end up getting a nine seed.
Nine,
and then they have to go up against a San Diego State team that's an eight seed, Bill Fisher and his program.
Very tough team.
Tough team, tough matchup, but you know what? St. John's, with their scrappiness, with their athleticism, they might be able to beat San Diego State. And then,
They have to play the rematch against Duke, right?
Well, here's the thing, exactly. They played Duke very, very well, except that this game's going to be in Charlotte. So,
right.
You know,
and it was at the Garden where they played them well.
Where they played Duke, always they played Duke well. And so they would play that
they lost
next game
the big
in Charlotte.
Kid. Ekpe or Ukpe?
He's down. Yeah. So St. John's a little undermanned. Now, as for Georgetown, they've been disappointing the last month of the season. You know, they dropped down, and they're a four seed, right? And, okay, so they're a four seed.
It's an upset special. You got to watch this one.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I mean, Eastern Washington is tough. I forgot the kid's name, but he's – I think the leading scorer in the nation or second in the nation in scoring. And Georgetown, remember that this
Yeah, Harvey, right?
Yeah, Harvey. This Tyler Harvey or Tyron Harvey. This wrote this this new like last 3 to 4 years, even with our boy in there, Otto Porter. Georgetown has really been underwhelming in the tournament. They didn't make it last year. The year before, they got bumped early. So I don't know if I trust Georgetown. And this is like the old name bracket, right? You got the Georgetowns in here. You got the UCLAs. You just don't know.
Got Mary Brown at
yes.
SMU.
I think SMU could make a really good run in this region. But, it's just – I feel like this is just as soft as Villanova's run. I don't think Duke is really going to be challenged unless it's Iowa State or Gonzaga. And Iowa State-Gonzaga, to me, is potentially could be such a great Sweet 16 matchup. And it's almost unfair that they're playing each other. You know, it's just frustrating to me. Because Iowa State, remember, Kansas has no Cliff Alexander. Iowa State beat them twice, and Iowa State wins the Big 12 title. To me, Iowa State should be the 2 seed, not Kansas. So, in that Kentucky region. So that's a little frustrating for me. So Iowa State shouldn't have to be banging heads with Gonzaga. I don't, if you agree with me, but that's just how I feel. I love Fred Hoiberg, the mayor, and that Iowa State team, George Miang, who was out last year, remember, with the injury.
Right. No, he's playing big. And you know what? But they were 15-8. They were 12-6. In the Big 12, Iowa State, right?
So
they came on.
Remember, each week we would talk about who's beating up on who. That conference was amazing this year.
That conference was brutal, yeah, for sure. I really don't know what to think about Kansas. You know, I've gone up and down with them. I'm more down on them now. And as a 2 seed, I'm thinking, wow, they got a 2 seed out of this? And
yeah.
You think about that. And Kansas... Kansas was also 13-5 in the Big 12, so you got to give them credit.
Even Perry Ellis is hurt, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's exactly my point, is that they've got a bunch of freshmen and sophomores, and then Perry Ellis is their best player, though he's not the, he's not the dynamic Rafe LaFrance, Paul Pierce, Nick Collins type.
He's thinking back to Rafe.
Exactly. He's not even Mario Chalmers,
Yeah.
So
now, that
in
was
the tournament, though, you need a dynamic player, and I have a feeling Kansas is going to come up a little short. But you know what that does do, though? That opens up the bottom half of that bracket, right? That makes that bracket a little bit easier for a Wichita. Indiana, potentially a Notre Dame, more than likely Kentucky's gonna, run the table and go 40-0, but at least the bottom half of that bracket has got some, is wide open, because I do think Kansas is a weak number two.
Yeah, no, I would have to agree with you. You want to start to make some picks? It's going to take a little while, so why don't we I know some people are listening. Why don't we go through and start with the Kentucky region, and let's put it on some chalk. We'll have our official, before Thursday, official picks, and we'll put them up or whatever and stuff like that. But it's Sunday night. It's out. Let's take a crack at it, like good Americans do on Selection Sunday with the brackets. Kentucky. Obviously, in the region, playing against Hampton, Manhattan. You got a thought over Hampton and Manhattan? Who would you take to win that one?
I'll go with Manhattan. I'll keep it local and say I don't know much about either team, I got to admit. But, I'll keep it local, Manhattan.
Yeah. I think Hampton's going to be scrappy. I saw them play some defense when they were, playing against Del State. But I think I'm going to take Manhattan because I know that they've got some good guard play this year. Kentucky will advance in that one. In the 8-9, what are you thinking? Do you like Cincinnati? Because for me, I love this Purdue team. I think.
Yeah,
I got to
go with Purdue. I think Cincinnati, lost a coach and they were in a little turmoil for a little bit. And now They're an 8 seed, so I give them credit. You know, they ended up having a good year. I like Purdue. I think playing in that Big 12 really helps Purdue. We're 12-6 in the Big 10. I think that conference that Cincinnati was in is kind of a watered down conference. American. I mean, they have SMU and UConn, but really, it's not the old Big East, and I think their 22-10 is not a 22-10 from, you know, a couple years ago, having the battles of the Big East. So I think Purdue's more well is better tested, and their 12-6 in a Big Ten is pretty impressive.
You almost feel like the AAC should go back to the Big East and get with St. John's.
Get with the Catholic schools, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Get with the Butlers and the St. John's and Georgetown and, you know, what, Providence, Villanova. I mean, the AAC is basically, what, 3-4 teams, and that's kind of it. So, I don't know. We'll see how that all plays out. So, before we go down, let's stay up. Kentucky-Purdue, I believe that's chalk. Kentucky, you know, Purdue will give them a tough game, I think, because they're scrappy, but Kentucky's going to win that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts about, okay, this is the upset, West Virginia-Buffalo. One thing I will say, even though I'm always leaning to picking one or two of these 12 seeds, you got to love the coach at West Virginia. Bobby Huggins, great guy. I actually met him years ago when the Final Four was, I think, in New Jersey at one of those Final Four things. I remember Bobby Huggins was there. I met him. Seems like a really great guy, and his players ball out for him. I just don't like this team offensively, Ray. And so I'm going Buffalo. Got to go Buffalo.
All right. I'll take West Virginia.
Plus, when I applied to Buffalo for college, they accepted me, even though I went to Maryland. So Buffalo accepted me to go there, you know.
Okay. 12-6 in the MAC. Buffalo has really turned around their whole athletic program in the last 10 years.
Basketball, they're legit.
Yeah, they're legit. But I like West Virginia in this one. I still think that coming out of that brutal Big 12, I think West Virginia is going to win this.
Think okay. You were teasing us. You made everybody think you was going to go with Buffalo. So
yeah.
I know. You're just a little scared. It's okay. It's all right. I'm here for you. How about my Terps against Valparaiso? 4-13.
Yo, Terps?
No conversation. I'm going with the Terps. Dez, let me tell you something. We can make a run. Even though we're look, it won't be too far. I think the way Melo is playing, Melo Trimble, the point guard.
I was about to say, Melo. Des Wells is kind of a known commodity, but Melo, let's see how he produces this tournament.
And the big kid, Lamar, and then Des Wells is playing really out of his mind, averaging 18 a game. He's, you know, scrappy on the boards. He's a senior. He's a senior, yeah. I like that. I think Maryland will, you know, definitely advance there. So if you had to look at Maryland, West Virginia, or for me, Maryland, Buffalo, where would you go?
I'm going with your Terps, man. I think that they are an underrated 4. I think they probably play up to a 3 seed potentially. I love the story. First year in the Big Ten, they got the senior and the freshman leading them 27-6 overall. I like them. I mean, unfortunately,
I
they run up against
most
Kentucky.
That is our most amount of wins in school history in a regular season.
Wow. Even the
I think our championship
team?
Yeah, our championship year, I think we won 24 or 25, if I'm not mistaken. So 27 is our best.
Wow.
Even the great Elmore and Len Bias didn't get 27 wins. So shout out to the memory of Lenny. So then Maryland, Kentucky. We'll finish the top half of this region.
I think I gotta go chalk on that one. Yeah, I can't see. You'd have to play a special game, and it would have to be a bad, bad matchup to beat Kentucky this year.
It'd be a miracle game, Ray. It would, and I'd love to see it, but I can't do that. I can't call it. So the carpet rides there. Let's go down Texas. Oh, I'm sorry, not Texas, Notre Dame. I'm skipping ahead there. Let's go down to Butler, Texas.
Butler, Texas,
6-11. What do you think about this one? It's a good game.
I tell you what, Texas has been disappointing. We had them on the show as one of the disappointing teams that were preseason top 12 or 13, and they've just hit a wall in December and gone all the way down. You could argue they shouldn't even be in the tournament. So
yeah.
I'm going with Butler.
Ooh, okay. You know what? I think they're going to turn it around. And I you know, I like the coach, and I just think that there is some real talent there, some NBA talent. And for some reason, I don't know what it is. I just think they're going to turn around. Butler Bulldogs are solid, though. They play well in the tournament. You know, forgot the guys that took over for Brad Stevens. He's a great coach. But Texas is Rick Barnes, baby. I'm going with Texas and Barnes. So Notre Dame, this one is really interesting against Northeastern, right? Shout out to Northeastern for getting in there. But Notre Dame, Ray, ACC conference, you know, tournament champs, I think Notre Dame wins, and I think they beat Butler or Texas. What do you think about that?
I think so, too. I think it's pretty easy pickings for Notre Dame, assuming they can shoot. And they don't suddenly hit a cold streak. I just think they have balance, they have size, they have grit, they have Grant. So I like Notre Dame all the way through to, you know, all the way to meet, at least to go down and meet Kansas. And maybe
so
even then go farther.
Okay, so then let's finish the rest of this bracket. The 7-10, Wichita State, Indiana. This is one of those games where in your head right away you're like, oh, Wichita State. But one thing about the tournament that we know, guard play is essential, and Yogi Ferrell has got a lot of talent. Tom Crane's a good coach. I'm going to go Wichita State, though. But Indiana could, you know, they're in now, so let's not talk about they should have maybe made it or whatever, but they're in now, and they've got talent.
So Wichita State, 17-1 in the conference, and they are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Great program that they've been building last few years. So I'm going to go Wichita State, but I will say this about the Hoosiers. You've got two guards, Yogi Ferrell and James Blackman Jr. Both
yes.
of those
yes.
guys are really a tough matchup. You add in Troy Williams, you add in the shooters, and Tom Crean's teams can always shoot, sometimes too much. They live and die by the three, but those teams are always dangerous. It's like Duke. I mean, they're like the poor man's Duke. They can shoot their
yeah.
way to, you know, the Final Four. Maybe they don't have the talent this year, but they could shoot their way to an Elite Eight, or they could lose in the first round. That's how unpredictable those three-point teams are.
They're hard to trust. But I do think
yeah.
Gary Marshall and Wichita State, that program's heading the right direction, and I think that they feel like they have to win this so they could battle against Kansas. Kansas will beat New Mexico State. Can Wichita State beat Kansas? I initially was saying no, and now I might have to adjust.
I think they can.
I think they can. I do too, Ray. So,
I think with the experience, and I think with the coaching, I think I like Wichita State. I like them to win.
Yeah, I might have to go there too. I don't trust this Kansas team. So then they would play Notre Dame. You got to think Notre Dame would pull that
they
one out.
They showed me a lot winning the ACC. You know, I really respect what they were able to do. You know, they had never won the Big East. They had never won a conference tournament.
No, I know.
So
never.
They won. That was
not
impressive.
Not even with David Rivers.
Oh, that's our boy. Now that's going back.
Do you remember his handle and how he would?
I remember his afro and his handle.
Oh, Ray, one of the most exciting players ever in college to watch. So Notre Dame, Kentucky. Let's finish the West region. Let's speed this up. Get it moving. You got to go Kentucky, but I think Notre Dame is really – this might be one of their toughest tests.
It might be because they can play inside out. They have a senior. They have a little bit of experience, but you're right. Ultimately, Kentucky's too much. I think that Kentucky defends. It'll be all about shooting, and if Notre Dame can shoot those threes and they can hit 15, 18 threes, they might be able to win the game, but that's a tough order. You know, I'm going to give you a stat about Kentucky real quick that I heard today. Sometimes, you know, stats don't mean anything. They just throw them out there. But this stat I thought was really, really meaningful. Kentucky holds teams to under 7 assists a game.
Yeah.
That is an unbelievable
statistic. That's incredible.
That means that they're forcing you to make tough, unassisted shots. So basically, you have to beat them one-on-one. That is a great, great stat right there. So I think that that Kentucky team makes you work hard, and you don't get anything easy against them. So if you've got a Kentucky on your schedule, you know, if you're playing Kentucky in this tournament, you basically have to play a perfect game, and you're going to have to make some really difficult shots.
No, no, definitely. Sorry about that. I had my little boy, Mateus, wanted to come live on the show, Ray and Tay, and give his picks. We'll have to get his picks another time. Your little man was like, yo, I got some picks. So let's go down to, I guess, the fourth region.
The West.
The West with Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's not really a question. They're going to take care of Coastal Carolina. What do you think in this 8-9 game? Because remember, this Oklahoma State team has still got some players from LeBryant Nash and Forte.
Forte,
that can still play and shoot. Wasn't sure they'd definitely make it in the tournament. They haven't really been ranked all year. But the Big 12 is so good. Their, you know, RPI was high. They, you know, they were scrappy, you know, good, decent in conference play against an Oregon team that Joseph Young, Big 12 Player of the Year, beat out Stanley Johnson and
Pac-12,
the Pac-12 Player of the Year.
T.J. McConnell.
Beat out T.J. McConnell, who a lot of people are upset about that, especially your boy Bill Walton. It was a travesty. Bill Walton is comedy.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started about Big Bill.
No, I love Bill. But you know what? I'm going to go Oregon here in the 8-9 game. But
yeah, I like Oregon, too. I think Oklahoma State doesn't shoot well. Oregon's not as big, but I don't know that Oklahoma State's going to make them pay for it. And I like Joseph Young. I think he's the player of the year in the Pac-12 for a reason, scoring 20 a game, and he's the recipe for a win in this game.
Okay, we would both take Wisconsin over Oregon, correct? No upset there?
No, correct.
Okay, so we move down. This is your one right here, Arkansas-Wofford, 5-12. I'm going with Suey, Arkansas. Who you got?
I got Wofford, baby. I got I got some upsets now. I got Wofford.
Okay, I'm mad at you. Now, Tar Heels,
Terriers.
Harvard, Johnny Dawkins against UNC again, the coach of Harvard against Roy Williams, Tar Heels all day. What do you think about UNC Wofford? I got UNC over Arkansas. Do you have UNC over Wofford is the question.
Yeah, I think Carolina would beat Wofford. I think once Wofford wins one, they're one and done. And Tommy Amaker had to do a play-in game for
Harvard.
But, I think it ends because of Carolina's size.
And remember, for that Harvard team, this is the first senior class that all 4 years they made the Big Dance. So good for them. That's an impressive feat. So then, Sweet 16 at the top half, Wisconsin, North Carolina. I got to go Wisconsin, although I hate going against my Tar Heels. Frank the Tank's too much.
I'm going to go with an upset here. I'm going to say that Carolina, with its size, can force a little bit of an up-tempo game, makes Wisconsin go up and down the court.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, man. Marcus Page. Shows why the lefty, you know, lefty love for Marcus Page.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ray is doing this just to make me change my pick. He's messing with my emotions. Okay, let's keep it going because that's – okay, so you got the Tar Heels. Xavier against the BYU Ole Miss winner. This is fascinating because, one, I think BYU is going to beat Ole Miss, and I think they're going to beat Xavier. What do you think about that?
Okay. I'll go with BYU over Ole Miss, and then you know what? I'll take them over Xavier, too. Why not? They beat Gonzaga. They're on the bubble. They had a couple good wins, a couple disappointing losses, but I think they'll play up to their competition.
Good
and they'll
team.
Beat on a neutral court in Florida. They'll beat Xavier.
Very talented. Now, Baylor, a 3-seed, could have been a 4-seed, but, you know, that Big 12, you know, listen, very good team against Georgia State. I like Baylor. And to me, Baylor BYU could wind up being the game of the tournament and I'll have to take Baylor, but it's a debate for me. It's a debate.
Yeah, I think I'll go with Baylor too in this one. That Georgia State team might pull up some, get out of the Sun Belt Conference. They might be able to upset some teams. I'm just not sure this Baylor team is the team, though. I think Drew has them playing very well. And, again, I keep going through this notion of you go through that Big 12 schedule and you come out of that Big 12 bruised and battered, but it helps you. They were only 11-7 in the conference, but I think
right.
that helps you, especially playing, on a neutral court. They're playing playing in Florida, so you could argue Georgia State's got a nice little, potentially a home court advantage
right,
closer.
But
I like Baylor, though.
I like Baylor.
But let's keep it moving so we can get through all of our brackets.
I know. VCU over Ohio State. I'm going to go VCU. I like D'Angelo Russell, but I like Shaka Smart and his guys. Very talented. VCU.
I'm taking D'Angelo Russell. I think he's special. I think he'll be, he'll win one, and then they'll get knocked off in the next round. But I like D'Angelo Russell to score 30, maybe
and
the
then
first.
I think, right. No, you're right about that. A top four pick, top five pick probably. Arizona will beat either of those teams. So then you got Arizona, Baylor in the bottom half of this region. What are you thinking?
I like Arizona. I like Arizona in the bottom half of this region, and I like Arizona to take care of business.
Okay, you got them beating North Carolina?
I got them beating North Carolina. I got Arizona as the Final Four.
Okay, so I have Arizona beating Wisconsin. So far we both have Kentucky and Arizona in the Final Four. Very interesting to play each other. Wildcat versus Wildcat. I wish that was the championship game, but it's not. Let's go to Villanova in the East region. Work our way down from there, and you got to believe Villanova starts off, with a big, blowout or whatever, and takes care of Lafayette or whatever.
Yeah, I can't see them doing anything.
Oh, they're one seed. But this is the problem. This 8-9 game, both of these teams, Ray, are so talented, it's kind of crazy. In a different year, they both could have been six seeds. They just, were so up and down. I'll take NC State. It's a toss-up, but I think either one of these teams can actually beat Villanova. I picked Villanova to beat NC State, but that one I could change. Right now, I'll keep Villanova, but my pick is NC State over LSU. What are your thoughts?
I like LSU. I like Martin and Mickey in this matchup. I think that, like you said, it's a toss-up in the sense that – and that's what an 8-9 should be. Both
yeah.
these teams underachieved a little bit considering what their rosters are. But I like LSU. The problem here is that I think Villanova, by winning and running the table, I think Villanova actually got a second win and got some more confidence. And I like Villanova to beat this whoever comes out of that game. But I'll take LSU.
Yeah. Okay, so we both have that. So the – excuse me, moving down, Northern Iowa, we both said they should not be a five seed. I think they'll take care of Wyoming. Shouldn't be a problem. And then you got Louisville against UCI. You got to go with the Ville. Can Louisville beat Northern Iowa, or who do you like in that 4-5?
I like Northern Iowa. I think Louisville's 2 years removed from winning a national championship. I think their best player is Montrezl Harrell, and they got the guard Rozier, but Harrell's the big man, and he's the one who's supposed to put his stamp. And in midseason, we had this whole episode of coming off
sometimes.
The bench,
and
I nominate myself to come off the bench. No, I like Northern Iowa.
He's not a reliable superstar, and I think that's exactly the point you were bringing up, and you're so right. And right here, to clear off the top of this region, I have Northern Iowa upsetting Villanova, baby. I'm going for it.
I was dissing Jay Wright all year. I got to go with Villanova, though. I think Villanova's tough. I saw them play this weekend. They're tough. I like Villanova.
Okay. I'm going with Northern Iowa. That's one of my upset specials there. So that's the top half. Now going down, Providence against Boise State or Dayton. I like Dayton, but I don't – oh, Ray, this is a hard one. I'll go with Providence over Dayton.
Yeah, I like Providence over Dayton as well. No, I'm sorry. I like Boise State. I like Boise State over Dayton and then Providence over Boise.
Okay, okay. So you got Providence. And then Oklahoma over Albany. Shout out to Albany. Go SUNY. What do you like, Providence, Oklahoma, in that 3-6?
I got to go with Oklahoma. I think that, again, playing in the Big 12, battle-tested, you know, they went all the way to the final game. They should have won. They gave up that big lead against Iowa State. But 12-6 in the Big 12 gets them ready. I like Oklahoma.
Okay, so down here, let's speed this up. So basically UVA potentially against Michigan State. Do you have both of those?
Yep.
UVA, Michigan State. So then we both got Oklahoma. Who do you have, Virginia, Michigan State?
I got Michigan State. They should have won the Big Ten championship. What was that movie with your boy? Never bet on black or always bet on black.
Don't count Izzo out.
That was your boy Wesley Snipes. So I'm going to say the same guys. Izzo, always bet on Izzo. That's my boy. When in doubt, Tom Izzo's your man, especially if it's in the month of March. I think Virginia's not the same since Anderson broke his hand and came back. They defend. Yeah. But you know what? This is a good matchup for Michigan State. Michigan State plays Virginia's type of ball every day in practice. So to me, I like Michigan State in this matchup.
Let's advance it. So I have UVA against Oklahoma. You have Michigan State, Oklahoma. Who's going to the Elite Eight out of that one?
Michigan State. I'm going with Izzo, baby.
Okay, so then Michigan State, for me, I've got Oklahoma versus Northern Iowa. You have Villanova, Michigan State. Who's going to your Final Four from this region?
I'm going to go again with Michigan State and say that the number 7 seed goes all the way to the Final Four.
I like it. Well, I've got the 5 seed. I'm going with Northern Iowa from that bracket. So we both are going with a kind of an upset in that region. Let's go down to the bottom. We got Duke taking care of, you know, their first game.
Whoever. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not even really a question or a problem. What do you have?
St. John's, San Diego State.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with St. John's. You lose your big man, but I do think that this is a special year. St. John's is on the comeback, and even though San Diego State's a decent team, I think St. John's wins this game. Low-scoring game.
I got St. John's, too. You got to get to it, but basically Utah-Georgetown, you agree with that in terms of what?
Yeah, Stephen F. Austin might give Utah a shake, and maybe on an upset special I might take Stephen F. Austin, but for the purpose of this one, I'll go 4-5. I'll go Utah against Georgetown.
I do, too. I also like Eastern Washington, but I'm going with Utah-Georgetown. So then Duke-Utah, where are you going?
I'm going Duke. Duke beats Utah. I think Duke goes all the way to the Elite Eight.
They're too much. Moving down, I got SMU and Iowa State. What are your thoughts about those games? Can UCLA
beat them? I got SMU.
Yeah.
Same thing, SMU beating UCLA, Iowa State, and I got Iowa State. Even though SMU is a good team, Larry Brown's a great coach, and he definitely is a great coach in the tournament, I like Iowa State.
I like Iowa State, too. I like the guard, the Nick at SMU, Nick Manuel, whatever. I like their guard play, and I like Gonzaga, too. So
the Ziggy Zags.
Yeah, I definitely like Davidson, but I think Gonzaga is going to be able to take care of them. Or do you think Iowa can beat Davidson? Who do you have in that one, Davidson or Iowa? I like Davidson in the 10. That's 7-10.
I like Davidson on an upset. I thought Iowa had an up-and-down year, a little disappointing. Came back mid-season and started playing well. Don't trust them.
Yeah.
I like Gonzaga to win first round. I like Gonzaga to win second round. And the best matchup to me of this whole tournament might be Gonzaga against Iowa State.
Two really good
teams.
2-3.
I love Freddie Hoiberg, and I love what he did, but I think Gonzaga wins and sets up a 1-2 in Gonzaga-Duke.
And then who do you have? Because I have Gonzaga 6-5.
Ooh! You know what? Jahlil Okafor is the player of the year. Yeah. They've got a backcourt of a freshman and a senior. I like Duke.
I like Duke too. And you know what? It's hard for me as a Tar Heel fan taking Duke in the Final Four. So let's break down our Final Fours. We both have Kentucky versus Arizona, and then we both, and then we're totally different over here. Well, no, and then we both have Duke, and then we have, I have Duke against Northern Iowa, Northern Iowa, and you have Duke against Michigan State. Wow, so we have three of the same Final Fours. We have not spoken before this show, not off air, so that's fascinating. Now, where you going? Arizona against Kentucky. What happens, Ray?
Oh, such a tough matchup. Should be the national championship. I actually think Arizona's going to play really well, is going to take the lead, but I think ultimately Kentucky's too much. So I got Kentucky in the national championship game.
I have Kentucky as well. I love Johnson and just the whole team. And let's not forget about Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. Should have been Defensive Player of the Year in the Pac-12. Just an amazing team. Look, if anybody can beat Kentucky, if it's not Notre Dame, I think it's Arizona. I have Kentucky too. And then I have Duke taking care of Northern Iowa. Maybe 8-point win. Northern Iowa, it's too much. Okafor's too much. So.
Yeah, I like Duke on the other side of that bracket. So you're setting up a 1-2 matchup of Duke, Kentucky. Oh, talk about ratings.
We've been putting this all year. Secretly, I think everybody wants it. Ever since the Leitner-Mashburn game, right, way back when, Duke, Kentucky
92.
Is a classic. Yeah, it is. And, obviously after our show on ESPN, you got to tune in to watch I Hate Christian Leitner. That's going to be great. We've talked about that on our show with Steph Davis, who was there. The championship game, Ray, Kentucky against Duke. I think 7 to 8 to 9 NBA players in this game. Who wins and what's your score?
I like Kentucky. I think Duke has the player of the year, but Kentucky has three guys that can guard him. And Kentucky goes 10 deep and Duke goes 7 or 8 deep, and they dismissed Rasheed Suleiman. So now they're down to Winston as a freshman in the front court. You're asking him to do too much.
No, Justice Winslow. That's your boy. That's from Vi Slamajama. That's Ricky Winslow's son. You know that?
Yes.
That's awesome.
No doubt. And if this were next year and if they had another year, but
yeah.
I love their point guard play. I think Quinn Cook is a player, but I think Aaron Harrison is too big and they won't be able to shoot those threes as easily. And again, you got three guys in Dakari Johnson, Karl Anthony Towns, and Willie Cauley-Stein that can give your boy the player of the year, Jahlil Okafor, a hard time.
Handle.
He's a freshman. They'll get in his head.
Karl Anthony Towns. That's going to be a matchup for the number one pick, Okafor against Towns. And one thing about Cauley-Stein, he gets better every game. He's almost like a Dirk McKee Pippen meets Rodman all at once. So
at 7
I'll say this
tall.
But I'll say this. Tyus Jones will not back down to the Harrison twins. He is an amazing point guard, or to the other guard, Ulis. I've got Kentucky doing it too. I pick Kentucky 76-71 over Duke to go 40-0 and win the national championship. And Calipari will go to the Hall of Fame this year, first time on the ballot.
Just hang it up. Just walk off
That's
the court
it.
And go right
That's
to
it.
The basketball. Where is it now? It's in Atlanta, the College Basketball
no,
Hall of
Fame? No,
we're
in Indianapolis this year.
I'm saying the College Basketball Hall of Fame.
No, college football is in Atlanta.
Oh, they moved
college,
that to Atlanta,
yeah. Naismith is Massachusetts, I believe. I believe so. I don't know. I think they just go with
the
Naismith.
Yeah, so you're right. Calipari, think about it. They had a good point today. They said if they could hit free throws, Calipari could have three national championships.
What's your final score again? What do you have final score?
I got a blowout. I got Duke getting frustrated, jacking up threes, and Kentucky just putting it on them. So I got Kentucky winning 77-60.
Wow, Ray. Okay. I got 5 points, and you got 17-point difference. Ladies and gentlemen, check out RayandTateToday.com. We'll be back next. We'll be back on the weekend.
Saturday.
The Thursday-Friday game. So we'll be back Saturday morning right as the first game's tipping off or right before it. So check us out and enjoy the madness, the madness, the madness. Check out the website for our official picks at rayandtaytoday.com. Thanks for listening.
We're out. We'll see you on Saturday. Have a great March Madness.